going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Defensive side, middle third. Nothing affair. 59th minute, Energizer Park. Ballum. Big diagonal cross field ball headed on the sideline by Watts back to Hartle. Ahmed does enough.
Well, it was a tie. That's how that game ended up. City SC draws with Vancouver. Nil nil. Is that how they say? Do they say nil in soccer? I think they say nil. They do play LAFC this weekend, Sunday. Holy cow, Sunday's a heck of a day for St. Louis sports. You've got Blues playoff game number 4, the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Brewers, and City SC taking on LAFC. And to preview that game and to talk all things soccer is Dale Schilly, St. Louis City SC Academy Director and broadcaster on Y98. Dale, thank you for joining us on this lovely Friday.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
All right, can I'm going to be completely honest, Dale. I feel like what I'm about to say, I'm nervous saying it to a real soccer guy, a real soccer person. Sometimes I struggle with the idea of a tie. I struggle with all the ties. I kind of want the satisfaction of a win or a loss. Do you ever get frustrated with the draws in soccer, or is that just part of the game?
Yeah, it's part of the game. Although, you know, the league has done some experimenting with the two team with the MLS Next Pro, and in certain events with the Academy, when games end up in draws, they go straight to a PK shootout, and they do like hockey where they give you an extra point if you win the PK shootout. So they're doing a little experimenting. We'll see how that goes. I'm okay with the draw.
You're okay.
I think that, yeah, I just grew up with it, and I'm okay with it.
A lot of people don't like shootouts, and I know you said you're okay with the draw, but do you feel that way? Do you feel that the shootout isn't a real result because it almost feels like luck?
It's not luck so much. It's just such an advantage to the shooter. And it really isn't an indicator of how the game was played. You know, a team could sit in and defend the whole game and end up, you know, getting a shutout, and both teams are held off the board, and then that team would win and be rewarded for not coming out of their shell and trying to play. So it may actually slow the game down a little bit. I don't think it's luck so much. It's just not a true indicator of how the game was played. But from the fans' perspective, it is exciting.
Yeah.
It is tense. It does create a moment for the fans, for sure.
Dale, last point on this, I will say, I was laughing during the last World Cup. There was some sports commentator, I don't remember who it was, but just getting such a kick out of the no pun intended, out of the shootouts, that he said every sport should end in a shootout, whether it's baseball or hockey. Like, all right, it's a tie. After 9 innings, we're going to start kicking soccer balls, which I thought was kind of funny.
Dale,
I guess he promoted the game at least.
Right.
Dale, they don't seem to have this impatience with ties over in Europe. Has there been any movement to change the way that the standings are done over in Europe?
You mean in terms of like promotion, relegation,
yeah, coming
and
to
moving
the,
teams
no,
up
No, coming
down?
To shootouts. I mean, do they go to shootouts over in Europe?
No, only in events, you know, like a certain levels of Champions League or FA Cups, and that kind of, when they get to a certain stage in a game. You know what they do over there is in a lot of the competitions, they'll do replays. So, you know, if this was a competition, not just a league game, but a tournament, we would have played Vancouver. And since we tied, then we would then travel on a subsequent date to Vancouver to play again. And then if that was a tie, they'd have an overtime period and a penalty shootout.
And speaking, and speaking of the European players, you know, obviously we all know Messi came over and so many other European players. What's the state of the MLS? Is it becoming one of the premier leagues that is able to compete for the best talent in the world?
I would say that in years past, we were looked at, not a retirement league, but we were attracting players that were on the towards the end of their career. I think for the highest level players like Messi, who's I believe 37 now, that would be the case. But we are attracting high level players at a younger age. Are we considered one of the top leagues in the world? No, not yet. But we are better. We are perceived to be better than what we were. We have surpassed some of the second tier leagues across the world, but we're not at the same level as Germany, Spain, England, to name a few.
Dale, what are your thoughts on the recent acquisition of Silva in a trade with Atlanta? What do fans need to know about him?
Yeah, so very, you know, super athletic, good 1v1 dribbler, will add a sense of, you know, a dynamic sense to the game in that he can run at people. He can help stretch the game, meaning we can play through balls and he can run onto them. Certainly be one of the faster guys in the group, can help threaten the goal. And hopefully that helps loosen things up in the center of the field for Klaus and Boettcher and Toyshirt, some of the guys that could use a little bit more room to maybe create some chances and score some goals. So I think the thought is that this is gonna help stretch the game a little bit, give us a threat in behind, but also help loosen things up for the guys in front of goal. Because, you know, as you played in your clip, we need to create some more chances and some more goals.
Why do you think that City is not able to create the offensive scoring chances that they did in the first year, but even last year, right? They're struggling a bit more.
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, the Olaf has taken an approach of let's sit a little bit deeper, let's defend our goal first and try to eliminate the opportunities for the other team, and then let's find our moments to get forward and create chances that way, whether it's on restarts, counterattacks, or through possession. And, you know, you see through his player selection, you see us now creating more chances. We haven't been able to, you know, really find our way to finish them in a way that we can start getting 3 points instead of a draw or near misses. But, yeah, I would say, you know, just we're winning the ball deeper on the field than higher up the field. And year one, certainly, we were winning the ball way up the field and were able to get the goal within a pass or two, but it was exposing us at the back. So I think Olaf has taken a more conservative approach. And you know, in the beginning, we were able to sneak out a couple of results. But now we're, you know, a little bit of a lull. I think the last two games, we're starting to see a resurgence. Hopefully this weekend out in L.A., we're able to, you know, to go full circle and find 3 points.
What should fans expect from this LAFC team?
Yeah, they're always one of the better teams. They've got big name players. And, you know, last game, don't remember who they pulled out, Portland. They have a French player, center forward, who's a World Cup veteran, played for Arsenal and Chelsea in the English Premier League. A guy named Olivier Giroud scored his first goal in the league. And so if he's starting to get on track, he's a center forward. If he's starting to get on track, then that's gonna be a difficult challenge for us. He's a big, strong, good center forward, and they've got some athletes around him that can get in behind us. A guy named Denny Bwanga, who's one of the better attacking players in the league. So it's going to be a tough game for us. It always is when we go out there. It's a big challenge, but hopefully we're able to continue sort of on this, playing forward and creating chances like we have these last couple of games, maybe a few more, and maybe we're able to find the net.
You know, it's so interesting with sports in general. There are ups and downs with the teams. Obviously, winning covers a multitude of sins, but every team's going to struggle. We've talked a lot about the Cardinals are struggling this year. They're not where the fans are used to them being. Obviously, they're the Cardinals, a passionate fan base. With City SC, there was so much, pomp and circumstance and celebration with them coming to St. Louis, but as they settle into being one of St. Louis's professional teams, it's not so much the newness as it is, and granted, they're still new, but it's not so much the newness as they are. They're one of our teams now. They're representing St. Louis. How has that been for the players going through that inaugural season, having success, now struggling a bit, and just having to keep pushing their way through this struggle?
Yeah, I think I said this before, that this seems a little counterintuitive, but one of the most difficult situations and the biggest challenges for the club was going 5-0 in our first five games.
Yeah.
And what the expectations then were for what success was going to look like for the immediate future. And look, we won five games, but we weren't necessarily the better team in each one of those five games. There were some breaks that went our way, and the ball fell for us, and we were able to score some goals and sneak a ball past the goalkeeper when now it's not. So I think just the expectations that were set from those early days and those early results, and we all remember what those first five games were like and how exciting everything was, the stadium, the games on TV, just everything about it. So, now it's become a real grind. It's been really difficult on the players because a number of the guys were here for that inaugural season in those first five games. Mm-hmm. So it's a real grind for them, and they're sticking to it, and they're trying to get through it and find that momentum again. And right now, I think the real focus is how can we turn it around so we can make the playoffs and bring the playoffs to the fans?
Well, it can happen. The St. Louis Blues figuring it out. I mean,
wow.
Right? It's been fun.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the 2019 season, worst to first, as everyone said. But this year, going on that 12-game mm-hmm. winning streak, they looked amazing last night. Do turnarounds kind of work the same way in MLS?
Oh, 100%. Momentum is so important. And when you put it all together, if you remember year one, we went through a lull leading into the playoffs and we were ousted early. So mm-hmm. you want to catch fire at the right time for sure. You just got to make sure you're above the playoff line. The Blues, snuck in there.
Oh, man, yeah.
And now look at them. They're playing the number one seed and going toe-to-toe with them, and hopefully are able to pull it out. So, yeah, momentum's important, same way in the MLS as it is in the NHL.
That is Dale Schilly, St. Louis City SC Academy Director and broadcaster on Y98. City plays LAFC Sunday evening at 6 p.m. It's perfect. While you're driving home from the Cardinals game, you can listen to City Soccer on Y98. Dale, thank you
so
much.
We're going to bring a winner back. We're going to bring a winner this time.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you, Dale.
All right. Bye.
That is Dale Schilly over on our sister station, Y98. You can listen to some City Soccer. When they tie, Michael.
0-0.
Yeah, or
1-1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we break out a Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And we play some American clips just to kind of bring back, like, hey, we're going to get a win or a loss here. I think ties are un-American. No ties. He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Mark Scores. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.